That elegantly synthesized crash marks the opening of Todd Machover's Valis. It's an electronic opera based on the semi-autobiographical novel by the late science fiction writer Philip K. Dick. Dick's best-known work, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, became the movie Blade Runner. Dick wrote Valis in 1981. A year later, he died at the age of 56. The opera's two main characters are Philip K. Dick and his alter ego, Horse Lover Fat, which is a literal translation of Philip, Greek for lover of horses, and Dick, German for thick or fat. The same baritone sings both parts, both live and pre-taped. Fat is out of touch with his life. He has failed to save his friend Gloria from suicide. He told her it would make him feel bad. Phil says Fat couldn't have given her a worse reason for staying alive. Then Fat has a nervous breakdown. He experiences a blinding pink flash, and for most of the opera, he tries to discover what it means to reintegrate his divided self. Here's the first of his duets. The singer is Patrick Mason.
How many worlds do we exist in simultaneously? How many worlds do we exist in? How many worlds? How many? 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 How many?
Valis is an acronym for Vast Active Living Intelligent System, the apparent source of Fat's psychic lightning bolt. The second half of the opera is a kind of phantasmagoria. There's a rock singing couple and a computer music composer named Mini, as in minimalist. He's described in the libretto as crippled and wild-looking and is performed by Valis's composer, Todd Machover. There's a mysterious figure named Sophia, who may be only a hologram. Each offers Fat, or is it Phil, the ambiguous consolations of Valis as he begins his psycho-spiritual recovery. Soprano Anna Zema is the perfect embodiment of the angelic Sophia.
I'm not afraid, my search is over.
The technical complexity of Valis is nothing if not state-of-the-art, with its many layers of electronic manipulations. Banks of computers, synthesizers, and tape decks transform the sounds of real singers, a real piano, and a real percussion section. Much of the music is remarkably haunting. References to Wagner's Parsifal, which also has a hero searching for truth and a magical transformation scene, mingle with shades of rock, medieval music, and minimalism. But rhythmically, Valis gets a little monotonous and the jokes heavy-handed. Some of the prettiness is just syrupy. For all its complexity, the opera seems sentimental. When Phil says, quietly, "Love proceeds from the true God, which is myself," it's hard to feel any irony. When the voice of the dead Gloria, sung by Janice Felty, comes back in a dream to reassure Phil, the saccharine blend of soft rock and country music isn't convincing enough to be what Phil calls the most beautiful song I ever heard. Whatever its problems, though, Valis is still an intriguing and ambitious venture. And in a dazzling production, the combination of theatrical and oral wizardry might dissolve anyone's critical armor.